Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm wearing blue light glasses and I just can't decide, like, am I giving sexy Barbie or am I giving like, ew, stop. You know, I'm not really sure. Maybe you can let me know in the comments. Clearly, I'm kind of like them. One, just because I'm trying to wear them because I'm trying to not get as many headaches. I fear I have a serious issue with being addicted to my phone and screen time. Here's the thing. People have a lot of vices in life. Okay. There's alcohol. There's weed. There's lots of different drugs, you know, that people indulge in. And then there's a lot of, you know, the vaping, the nicotine, the juuling. And the thing is like, I don't really have a vice. Like, if I'm being honest, like, my vice is my phone and my screen time and like scrolling. I guess that's my vice. My vice is scrolling. And so I fear that has led me to getting a lot of headaches. And the thing is I already have a lot of headaches. I don't know. My mom has always gotten a lot of headaches and it's just like a thing. So I'm hoping that these help, but also I like them because it feels like I can conquer the day while still being ugly. Does that make sense? I don't know. It feels like, okay, take me seriously now. Because when I have these off and I look like shit, it's like, why would anyone take me seriously? You know, we'll see how long I keep them in the rotation of just, you know, my vlog and podcast clips. But I hope they're not violently distracting. I'm going to take them off because I'm going to get ready in this episode. That's my new thing. Get ready with me while I motivate you, essentially. And the reason I've been really enjoying this format is one, because you know me, I'm a productive queen and like it literally makes me horny getting two things done at once. I love podcasting. I love yapping and I love getting ready. And it's like, I'm getting a bunch of stuff done at the same time. This is like the downside to working for myself is that I'm such a forking extrovert and I go nuts actually if I don't have human connection during the day or if I don't get out of my house and I don't see or speak to people. And that's why I call so many freaking people a day. That's why I like bug the shit out of my family and my friends. Cause I'm like, listen, this is for my mental well-being. Like at this point, I need to talk. I need to yap. And if you know me, you know, I can't ever shut the fork up. So imagine me working for myself and only being able to yap to you guys. Like imagine actually if I wasn't a YouTuber or a Instagrammer or whatever, because like, who the hell would I talk to? At least I have my camera to speak to, you know? I mean, my poor future boyfriend. Actually, you know what? He's lucky because he probably wants someone to yap to him anyway. He's probably bored out of his mind and is like caught up on all the Barstool podcasts and needs some girly popness in his life, okay? And I'm going to do that for him. Anyway, this episode was called to me again throughout the week because I feel like things just happen and then I'm like, oh my God, I need to talk about this because it's happening in my real life. We're calling this episode, in the famous words of our girl, Taylor Swift, you're on your own, kid. You always have been. You're gonna be just fine. And you know what? I'd like to believe there are more pros than there are cons to being independent. I think being independent is one of the most powerful things you can be in life, truly. Because if you're independent and you're like, I got this, and you don't rely on others and you don't depend on others, like you're like 10 million steps ahead of people because it's really, really, really hard to do. And it's really hard to accept. It's way easier to depend on someone else kind of to make you happy and to like make you feel fulfilled and make you not bored than you putting yourself out there and making shit happen for yourself. But it's 10 times more rewarding when you do it yourself and you are independent. And the reason I feel called to speak about this is because lately I have caught myself kind of depending on people or getting a little bit comfortable with the way people make me feel, which I think is fabulous. I think it's amazing to have great people in your life that come in and really rock your world and make life fun and they're reliable. Like that's the one most beautiful thing about life is having great relationships and doing life together. I'm so grateful for the community that I've built on the internet and in real life, specifically in my new city, LA, because I was born and raised in Indiana, if you didn't know. Shout out my Midwesterners. What? Don't confuse what I'm about to say with the art and greatness of finding a community and like doing life with people. I think that's like one of the best things ever. Like that's the point of being on this earth and being surrounded by others is like doing it with other people. But I do think the other most important thing in the world, especially if you're a female and especially if you're single, is being independent. And you know what? I actually also think it's very important if you're in a relationship, arguably more important than if you're not, to be independent. So I'm going to share some examples of what has been going on in my life that has called me to talk about this. And then we will get into the nitty gritty. And of course, I did some research on the power behind being independent and just independence in general and the word itself and what it can mean and what it can do and all the good things. So we're going to get into that. First, if you want to get cozy or if you're like grinding on your hot girl walk right now or you're driving to work, get a fun drink going because I'm about to go the fork in on how powerful you can be if you're independent. Let's forking go, boys. Okay, glasses are coming off. Face reveal. What do we think? Like, I'm like, do I look worse or do I look better with the glasses? Like, I don't know. So as we all know, your girl moved into a new place in June. Just to preface, if you're just jumping into this podcast and don't know who I am, my name's TK. I'm 27. I'm from Indiana. I moved to LA to go to school at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. And then, you know, I graduated and then I did the full-time job and then I grew my social media following and now I'm a full-time creator. So not only do I live alone, but I work for myself and I'm alone, working for myself alone. And I also am single. And by the way, all my family lives not here. They either live in Indiana or my brother now lives in Atlanta. I would like to say that I've always been a pretty independent person. Like when I really think about it, I'm like, okay, compared to the average Joe, I would say I'm probably a little bit more independent than the average Joe, right? Like I live across the country from my family. I live alone. I work alone. Like I do a lot of things alone, yet I'm such an extrovert and I love being around people. It's not like I'm like a hermit that likes to like stay in because I have friends that are like, yeah, I'd rather stay in than go out. And I'm like the opposite. So anyway, I moved here. And then when I worked for my former boss, which is Alicia Marie, love her. She honestly, her and her sister kind of became like my LA family. I feel like that was one of the first times, other than like my friend Kenzie Elizabeth, who was my first friend in LA. I feel like Alicia and Ashley were some of the first people that I'm like, holy shit, you know, I can rely on these people and almost depend on them in a family type way, in the sense where, like, you know, if something horrible health-wise happened to me or had to go to the emergency room for something or God forbid something terrible happens. Like I know I can call those girlies and depend on them to show up and help me as I would like to believe they would say the same thing about me. Like TK is a reliable source when I'm in need. You know, we've done that for each other for the last several years. When I moved to LA, that was like my first real experience of like true independence. Like, holy shit, I'm on my own. Like, you're on your own, kid. I have to credit my parents. Like, thank God they gave me tough love and made me stick it out. Because if my parents, like, didn't exist and didn't make me stick it out in LA, like, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't live here. I wouldn't have the job I do because I was going to transfer to my boyfriend at the time's school. Like I was like not loving LA. It was hard to make friends. I like wasn't with people that are similar to me. It was so hard. And that was like my first real taste of independence. And then, you know, I got my job. Everything I've done here has been on my own. Like I have no lineage of Nepo babyism. And like, I forking wish that I was a Nepo baby. Like, holy shit. It's not to say my parents haven't worked their asses off and like, you know, have built a great community in my hometown, but like they have no ties or connections to LA related things or anything related to my job and career. If I was going to be a dental hygienist, that would be different. You know what I mean? Like my dad's a dentist, he's in Indiana. Like he could probably pull some strings for me there. By all means though, if I find out that I have any family connections to this industry, I will be revealing them and giving you the tea and the lore. So anyway, so I moved here and like really had to like try and meet friends and like do the whole thing and live alone. Like there were so many new things. I feel like I already in Indiana was an independent girly. Moving here really stretched that independence to a whole new level. I honestly went X Games mode by doing that, like moving here. And
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just like ripping off the Band-Aid and like not knowing anyone. Holy shit. Like looking back, I'm like, I can't believe I did that because that was crazy. And if I, honest to God, knew how hard it was going to be, I wouldn't do it. Like I would not do it if I knew how hard it was going to be. I'm almost, keep in mind, 10 years into living here. And I feel like finally, like, I know I keep saying this every year, but like it just gets better every year I live here. And like in the last couple of years, I would say in the last like year, really, I'm like, okay, I see myself living here long term. I always said I would like move back or move somewhere else or like move for a man. And not to say that I wouldn't do any of those things, but I'm way more turned off to that idea than I was before because I was down to be dependent on someone. Like I said, it's easier for someone to take the reins and be like, babe, we're moving here. And for me to be like, okay, slay. You know, I think it says a lot about me independently that now I'm like standing my ground and I'm like, no, I fucking built my career and my life in this city. I love this city. This city has rewarded me for like putting in the time and effort here. And why would I throw that all away for someone? Again, I'm not saying I would never do that. I am, however, way more hesitant to doing that than I used to be. So then I got my first big girl job and I was working for Alicia and simultaneously grew my platforms, worked my ass off, you know, got a manager, got an agent, like did all of this independently. And now I have my own business and it's just crazy that it's come together. And I'm so grateful to have this life and have built this community and like the friendships I've made, the people I've met. I think about 13 going on 30 a lot. I feel like that was like one of those movies that like hit a nerve when I watched it in a good way. I totally resonate with that movie. And I actually watched it the other day and it got me thinking like, holy shit, like my 13-year-old self would fall over and just like honestly cry and like be so proud of, oh my God, it's gonna make me emo. Whoa. My 13-year-old self would be so proud of like what I've done and like what I've built for myself. And I honestly like wouldn't be able to believe it. Like, I feel like in some ways I'm like, oh my God, I totally saw myself doing this and like I knew I could. But now looking back on like hard times I had to go through and how hard it was to build a community here and how hard it was to get my dream job and how hard it was to build my business and my platforms and stuff. And I'm nowhere close to where I want to be. When I look back at how hard it was, I'm like, holy shit. I don't know that I would have done it if I knew how hard it was. So I did all these things. I moved into my own place. I lived by myself downtown for a while. And then I finally made the move to an area that I didn't really have many friends that lived near because I knew it was just like a good spot and somewhere I always wanted to live. And it's crazy how the like universe rewarded me after moving here because now I have so many more new friends that are just like inevitably more similar to me. Like I feel like our morals and values and interests are just more similar. And it kind of makes sense. Like the area you live in is a reflection of you and like what you're interested in and like what you like to do. Like I obviously am an active girly. I love my green juices. I love to go to nice dinners. Obviously people that live here and are my neighbors like are going to like similar things most likely. So when I moved here, I met so many new amazing people that have really been pivotal in my life and have made this city like 10 times better than it already was. Because they're so awesome, I feel like I caught myself kind of depending on them a little more than I would like to be. I realized this when my friend Hannah moved from New York to LA earlier this year. It was like in August or something. She moved here. And instantly, like I'm not kidding you. We became besties. That girl is like, she feels kind of like a lifer, or dare I say like a friend soulmate. Like, I don't want to get too ahead of myself and like sound ridiculous, especially if she's like, TK, what the fuck? But like, she's one of those people that I'm like, holy shit. If I could duplicate myself, she would be one of the closest people to it, if that makes sense. And I don't know, a few things I've realized from that is like, one, I guess I want to date someone that's very similar to me. Like, I need a man that's likes to do the things I like to do. It just makes life easier, you know, if we have similar interests. Okay. But anyway, Hannah moved here and it seriously made LA and made my life like so fun. Like, this bitch is such a good friend. She's such a good person. She's so tapped in to just like the entertainment world, the industry, the influencer world, like social media, fashion. She's one of the most creative people I've ever met. And there's like so many things that I love about her, like creatively and kind of like in a work sense. But then I also feel like we have so many similar interests. Like, we like to work out. We like to go to Pilates. We like to take care of ourselves. We like to be healthy. But at the same time, she's not like a health freak. She likes to let loose. Like, I feel like the way I am, she's very similar to. And she moved here. And of course, like, I got closer and closer and closer to her, which has been so amazing. But then all of a sudden, she had some work things like not work out for her. And long story short, she's moving back to New York. She literally left this morning. And when she told me she was going to move, I started crying because I was like, I think so shocked and obviously sad. And then mostly scared because I was like, oh no, I've started to depend on having this new bestie in my life. And, you know, someone like her making my life so fun. And like something to just look forward to in general and like depend on. And like when I get bored or don't have a plan, I can always hang out with my bestie. You know what I mean? And it was such a hard pill to swallow, realizing like, oh my God, she's going to leave. And like my brother was my partner in crime for a while. And now like Hannah was my partner in crime and she's leaving. I do have amazing friends here. And like, I am so grateful for them. No one just hit as different as her and my brother. Like, let's just be honest. So she's moving. And now I'm like, fuck, like, who's going to be my partner in crime, you know, which I guess this means I have to fucking date, which don't even get me started. There's this wackadoodle guy that I just met and we're going to go on a date. And then he just did this wackadoodle shit that fucked it up. We'll talk about that later. Can I not just like be sent a partner in crime to do life with? Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, why does this always happen to me? It'll be really, really, really good. And then like right when it's amazing, it's like, boom, so-and-so moves back. Boom, so-and-so gets a job, they're gone. People need to go do their own shit. They need to do what's best for them. And I don't resent that. But selfishly, I was just getting comfortable and just getting a little bit dependent. And I guess this is like God's way or the universe's way of saying, TK, you're an independent girly. Don't get too comfortable, sweetheart. Build this life on your own like you have been all 27 years. To me, I'm like taking this as I still have work to do independently before I find my true life partner and partner in crime. And I think a lot of people don't do that and they don't put in the work and they don't find their true independence. And then they get lost in the sauce in a friendship or a relationship or, God forbid, a situationship. And then they never found their true self. And then they're stuck in this relationship. And then they never got to pursue the career they wanted to. And then they're having kids all of a sudden. And now they can't even work. And like, for some reason, I feel called to tell you guys this. And I feel like I'm speaking to myself here because I need to hear it. Because I feel like, gosh, why can't I have a bestie? I want a partner in crime. I want a boyfriend. It'd be so much more fun and easier if I could like do life with someone. I'm an extrovert. I want to be around someone all the time. But for some reason, my stars aren't aligning with anyone right now. And what I'm taking from that is like, I need to tap back into my independence and like really find myself before I let anyone else in. And my question to you, Dirty Forkers, is there someone in your life that you're getting a little too comfortable around? Is there someone in your life that's kind of distracting you from your big goals or, you know, your 3 to 5 year plan, or is just like making life really fun and good right now, which don't get me wrong, enjoy it, have a blast, especially while they're here, you know? But at the same time, it's good to be cognizant of these things. Are we depending a little bit too much on someone? Are we relying on anyone to bring us happiness or to like make our day a good day or a bad day? Ugh, this is mortifying to admit, but like, let's just go there. You know, when you're like so down bad for a guy and then all of a sudden it's like your day kind of relies on like his behavior towards you. Your day kind of relies on, dare I say, the way he's texting you that day. Life is so much better and so much more peaceful when a man isn't conducting your life and like, you know, having an absolute chokehold on every decision and thing you do. And don't get me wrong, like a man can really make life fun and he can add value to it. But I don't ever want that to get confused with controlling how you feel. I think there's a big difference between adding value to your life and then being the one conducting it. You should be the one conducting it. You should be the one calling the plays. You should be the one conducting the band. No one else should have that much of an influence on you that if they were to say something negative or bad, it's going to throw you off your rocker. I do think that when I get too close with someone, especially men, I can get a little too dependent and let them have almost too much real estate on like my life and what I do. And I kind of just start going with the flow and conforming to like what they like to do. And I think for some reason, I sometimes lose my independence when like someone who's really amazing comes into my life. For some reason, I still need to have an era where I'm tapping into my independence so that I'm fully myself and the best version of myself before someone comes in and becomes and takes the place of my life partner. No one in this world and in your life is going to root for you more than you. In fact, no one in this life or in this world knows you better than you. No one is going to be able to fulfill your dream other than you. Others are amazing. They can bring so much value to your life and they can make life really fun, but no one is going to build your dream life or make your dream life happen other than you. And you know what? This might scare some of you, but to me, it brings me peace because it reminds me like, you know what? At the end of the day, I don't even need all these people that make my life so fun and amazing and happy. Like at the end of the day, I don't even need them because they can't even do what I want to do. And they're amazing, but like they cannot conduct my life the way that I'm supposed to conduct it and fulfill my purpose the way I'm supposed to. They don't even know what my purpose is. Like they're not in here. They're not in my brain. I think one of the hardest pills I've ever had to swallow in life is realizing that people are going to let you down. Some of the most important, pivotal, amazing people in your life are simply going to let you down. First of all, they're human. But the second that I realized that people are inevitably going to let me down, it also just like made me relax for a second and just like reevaluate my expectations. And like, it actually is quite ridiculous and dare I say dumb for us to expect people to be perfect and only put us first. Like it's actually insane of me to expect someone to like always be putting me first because like at the end of the day, they've got their own life to conduct. They have their own plane to land. They have their own show to run. And so like why on earth would they put me before them? That would be stupid of them. You also just never know what anyone's going through or like what's happening to them that day. That's why it's so important to just like be kind, be a light, be polite. Like you just never know what's going on. And even if nothing is going on, people still gotta be the showrunner of their own life. They can't be doing everything and running around circles to make your life amazing. And the second you just like lower those expectations and realize, holy shit, I'm the conductor, I'm in charge, I'm the only person that can make me happy or sad, it gets way better, trust me. And I think it's really important that women in particular listen to this episode and really tap into this state of independence because I think women are so amazing and empathetic and we will put others before ourselves all the time, myself included. And it bites us in the ass because we are willing to put ourselves and our lives on pause to help someone else land their plane sometimes. And I think that can be a beautiful thing, but you can't forget about your plane, okay? You can pause yours, I guess, for a second and help someone land theirs, but like you need to remember that you need to go back and land your own plane. Like in what world do you think a man would not go back and land his own plane. In fact, I would even go as far to say he's probably always going to make sure he lands his before his wife's. I can't even really fault him for it. It kind of sucks because, like, I know me as a female, I feel like we give. But, like, you have to water your own plant and be independent before you can help someone else and water theirs. Like, you really do. That's where there's so many sayings about it. That's why when you're on a plane and, you know, it's crashing, you have to put on your oxygen tank before you help anyone else's. I think it's a beautiful thing being able to depend on someone, but I think it's also important to be realistic. It's like one of the best feelings in the world, knowing you can depend on someone, but be realistic and, like, reel it in a little and just, like, always have a good check-in with yourself quarterly. Like, am I still doing what I want to do with my purpose in my life? Am I on the right track? Am I doing this alone? Is anyone swaying me a little too much? Am I helping someone that doesn't deserve it a little too much? Just, like, let's have a little check-in. Let's have a little, schedule a little one-on-one meeting with yourself. Heck, schedule a Zoom and record that shit and come back to it and be like, this is where I'm at. This is where I want to be. I'll see you in the next quarter. I'll see you in Q2. And speaking of being realistic, like, you know, when you get married to someone, you're not thinking about getting a divorce, but being realistic is realizing one day, maybe that could happen. Like, that's not off the table. I'm sorry. Like, I know people get married and, you know, commit to a business and, like, sign big contracts being like, this will never happen. We'll never break up. Whether it's a business relationship, a romantic relationship, a friend relationship, no one signs a contract or gets on board with something thinking that's going to happen. But the lawyers will tell you, you got to be realistic in case it does. That's why it's so important for women to be financially independent, socially independent, emotionally independent. That is realistic. I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but I'm trying to be realistic about things and make sure you're good that if and when that maybe happens, I hope it doesn't. I pray that it doesn't. But I'm always the type of person where I'd rather be safe than sorry. And I've caught myself slipping down some slopes sometimes just in life where I was just depending a little too much. And then it really stung when that person wasn't there anymore. It really stung when I found out they were talking shit about me. It really stung when they had to move. It really stung when they didn't want to be with me anymore and they fell out of love. I'll just leave you with this. There's only good that can really come from being independent. If you're, like, violently independent and you're on, like, a way other end of the spectrum, like, you can talk to your therapist about that. Like, I don't really know what to tell you to do there. But if you're similar to me, I think it's a really good thing to be independent. Being independent is sexy. Why don't you take this year to just bet on yourself for once? Okay. Let's stop putting our boyfriends, our family, you know, everyone ahead of ourselves and just, like, bet on yourself, land your plane, and then help everyone else put on their oxygen mask. A song recommendation I have that I've been sick and obsessed with and also kind of inspired this episode because I've been listening to it on repeat is Conceited by SZA. She goes, I've been betting on me. Sorry, I just, like, blew your eardrum out but with my singing, but, like, it's so good. You can listen to it on my Spotify playlist. I have a ton of Spotify playlists. They are fire. I have, like, a pickleball playlist. I have, like, a playlist for the new year. You got to listen. They're very curated and they're very good. And not to brag, but I've only gotten compliments on them. Okay, the proof is always in the pudding. So obviously I did some research and these are the five things that independent people are just simply better at than a dependent person. One, they have a higher self-esteem. Two, they're more resilient than others. Three, they're better at making decisions. Four, they have stronger relationships. Isn't that so funny? Like, you'd think a dependent person would have a stronger relationship. Nope. Being independent is where it's at. And number five, they tend to be better at advancing their career and their social life. Independent girlies have a poppin' social life. I don't make the rules. The research does. It makes sense that an independent person would have more self-esteem because they trust themselves. They trust their decisions. They trust their intuition. They have self-confidence. If I'm out here living, relying on everyone else to, like, make a decision for me or, like, tell me what the right thing is to do, I'm going to spiral the second someone asks me a damn question because I'm not going to be confident in my answer. I would actually rather have a strong opinion and a strong decision that was made and a strong answer and be wrong than be indecisive and not make a decision at all. Speaking of decisions, independent people are good at making decisions. I always say this on this podcast. It is easy to have someone make a decision for you. It's easy to be told what to do. It is hard to make decisions in your life. It's hard to be decisive because you're calling the shots. People are relying on you. But an independent person is confident in their decision and even confident if they're wrong. And I would even go as far to say, like, an independent person accepts failures and moves right on way more than a dependent person does. Like, an independent person takes risks. Again, it goes back to having confidence. Like, an independent person is making informed, confident decisions. I mean, we haven't really even gone into this, but no one is sexier than a financially independent woman. Because God forbid, a divorce happens, a breakup happens, someone passes away. Life is hard. Shit like that happens and you need to be prepared. More importantly, you need to be financially prepared. And financially independence gives you so much freedom. I mean, an independent having stronger relationships makes so much sense to me because doesn't that give you the ick when someone's just like too dependent, too annoying, too blowing up your damn phone, banging your line? It's like, stop, enough, leave me alone. Leave some mystery. Like, nothing is worse than that person in your life that's just like, what are we doing? Where are we going? Like, all up in your business, gets insecure when they're not invited. Like, just be independent for a sec. Don't be the annoying person and just like go with the flow and have fun. I mean, like, that is literally the most annoying thing in the fucking world. No one's worse than someone that's like, where's my invite? Like, stop. I do think it's important to be inclusive and like, you know, keep people in the loop and of course do all those things. But if something isn't intentional and isn't rude, and then someone's all like comes in to the chat and is like, where's my invite? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my God, you're literally so annoying. And now I never want to invite you. Heaven forbid you make a plan on your own for once. Sorry. And then lastly, an independent person normally has a more successful career and social life. It just makes sense because then you're not begging for a promotion. You're not depending on so-and-so, you know, to get shit done for you. You're not depending on someone to introduce you to someone else. Like, you're just doing your thing. You're marching to the beat of your own drum. People gravitate to that type of person anyway. When you walk into a room and you kind of work it and, you know, are bouncing around and like not relying, or like, that's the worst when you're at a party and someone's just like following you around like a puppy dog. You're like, geez Louise, can I get a second talking to someone without you prying into every conversation? Read the room. If someone is having a one-on-one with someone, like, go get a drink, go to the bathroom, talk to someone else for once in your life. People that are dependent are just straight up annoying. And then it makes you never get an invite again because it's just like, oh, I don't want this person following me around and like foaming at the mouth any chance they get to talk to someone new through me. It's like, make your own relationships, make your own career advancements. It's so much more rewarding anyway when it's not handed to you on a silver platter. And it makes so much sense why independent people make further career advancements because it's just natural. Like, people want to help an independent person. Same with their social scene. People are attracted to an independent person. They want to invite an independent person to their thing because they know they're not going to have to carry them around in a stroller the whole time. They know that they can like do their own thing, go off by themselves and have a great time. They're not someone I'm going to have to babysit the whole night. Be independent, march to the beat of your own drum. Trust me, it's the way to go. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I feel like I needed to say these things to myself because it was a good reminder that, like, you know, I need to tap back into my independent girly self. I got myself here on my own. I will continue to move forward and make career and social advancements on my own. And it's way more rewarding when you do it on your own. And, you know, if you've caught yourself slipping, it's totally fine. It's totally normal. You're human. I caught myself slipping. And now it's time to put your big girl pants back on and be an independent force. And if you know someone in your life that's struggling with depending on someone too much, send this episode to them. If you're listening to this on YouTube, comment down below your favorite makeup product you're using right now, or beauty product. I would love to know. I hope you enjoyed this little get ready with me, and be sure to follow me on all the platforms, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, follow Making Moves everywhere. My socials are at TK's Juicy Pulse. I'll have them linked below. I am also linking below my ShopMy, my Amazon storefront. Anytime you want a link, it's on those places. And be sure to make someone else's day this week. Seriously, go out of your way, make someone else's day. Karma will come back and get you. Someone will make your day. So I love you guys, and we will talk soon. I gotta go to dinner. I'm going to Honor Bar. I'm so excited. Love you guys.